So I'd like to introduce our final speaker. Quinn is a data scientist, technologist, and clinical researcher. He's worked as a scientist for the European Space Agency and has only recently returned from the European Astronaut Centre in Cologne, Germany. His space medicine research includes investigating hypergravity-related physiology to inform the development of effective countermeasures to maintain the health of future astronauts on long-duration deep space missions to the Moon and to Mars. He has 10 years of experience working as a management consultant across healthcare, health services, aerospace, and non-profit sectors. He holds a master's in organizational psychology, a master's in information systems, and is currently completing a medical doctorate. He's also authored 20 medical research papers. His presentation today is titled A Field Guide to Exploring the Moon as a Deep Space Astronaut, and is intended to give you a feel for what it might be like for one of humanity's next great envoys as we forge deep into the solar system, take our next tentative steps on the surface of another planet, and see a lunar-based Earth rise again for the first time in half a century. One of those next envoys of humanity could be one of yourselves.
Good afternoon, team. Congratulations on getting through astronaut selection. You're an astronaut and you're going to the moon. No one's been up there for about 50 years, and a lot has changed. It's going to be a far cry from the bouncing spacemen of Apollo, so listen carefully. Welcome to your first field training briefing. The intent is to talk about your upcoming moon mission and the technology that's being developed to keep you safe. So you all know this place well. This is the European Space Agency's European Astronaut Centre in Cologne, Germany, and you'll spend 2 years here training prior to your first mission. There are thousands of people all over the world developing powerful new technologies to keep you safe on your moon exploration operations. When the time comes, you'll be assigned a flight, and you'll ride a column of fire blazing a hole in the sky. It'll be everything you've ever dreamed of and more. After minutes of intense roaring and vibrations and G-forces so strong it feels like a gorilla is sitting on your chest, this is the view you'll see out the window. You'll experience microgravity for the first time, and you'll spend a while preparing for transfer to the moon. When the time's right, you'll fire the boosters and you'll be away. This is your spacecraft. This is your life support, the Orion. It'll take about a week to get there, a week of confinement, a week of isolation, a week of stiff and sore legs, but also a week of wonder, a week of learning to fly in microgravity, and a week of journeying into the blackness to a bright orb in the distance. Radiation, as we've heard, is one of the most significant problems faced by deep space astronauts, and there are a series of strategies and tactics being developed to mitigate its risks. Things from building hard shielding into spacesuits to building shielding into spacecraft, using water as a radiation shield in spacecraft, and also biosciences approaches, strategies to reduce the likelihood of DNA damage as a result of radiation, and strategies to optimize DNA repair. When you get there, this will be a new home. This is NASA's Lunar Gateway. It's no mansion, but it's got everything you'll need to have a successful 12-month mission. You'll be exposed to microgravity the entire time you're there in orbit around the moon on the gateway. Your musculoskeletal system will slowly start dissolving because it's no longer needed to work against Earth's gravity. The fluid will shift towards your head, and your cardiovascular system will start to change. Your vision will also start to change over time. So to mitigate the effects of these issues and to keep you healthy, to keep you functioning, you're going to have to work out for hours every day. This is a resistance exercise device that operates to simulate weightlifting by pulling against the force of vacuum tubes. Your spine also degrades when it's exposed to microgravity as well, and this is a device developed by the European Space Agency called the skin suit. Your spine loses bone density, and as it degrades, it increases the risk of vertebral fracture and intervertebral disc herniation, particularly as we heard when you land. So this suit exerts longitudinal pressure down the length of your spine, to keep it loaded and to keep it healthy. You'll be wearing this a lot on your mission in the Lunar Gateway. You'll also have AI assistants to monitor your health, your diet, and your work, and to provide you with recommendations to optimize your performance. You'll start your work by operating robotic systems on the surface of the moon, investigating areas of interest and collecting important data from the safety of the Lunar Gateway. This is one of the robotic systems developed by the European Space Agency for that purpose. Okay, so you and the person next to you have been assigned as EVA partners. EVA stands for extravehicular activity and describes activity of walking on the surface of the moon. So one of you is call sign Pegasus, the other is call sign Eagle. Get to know each other well, your survival and the success of the mission will depend on it. So when the time is right, you'll enter the transfer vehicle and you'll make your way down to the surface for the first time. It's an exciting environment. The level of gravity on the moon is 16% that of the Earth's gravity. It's a place where you can jump about a story high. You can easily do a double backflip from standing. And physiology research actually suggests that humans can run on liquid water in moon's gravity. But it's also hostile. There's nothing out there but you, your colleagues, the robots, radiation, and moon dust. Not even a skerrick of oxygen for comfort. Your mission will be to conduct experiments, to explore the surface, to liaise with scientists and mission controllers on the Lunar Gateway and back on Earth. You'll also start the process of constructing infrastructure on the surface of the moon. Because the plan is to transition from the Lunar Gateway to a permanent installation on the moon's surface, and you will begin constructing it. You'll also start work on in-situ resource utilization infrastructure to gather resources that can be used for life support, fuel, and construction materials. This is what one of the HABs might look like. You can see the pressurized area where astronauts live. You can see the technical support module, the airlock, and the 3D printed wall that will protect you from radiation. People are looking into how to 3D print that protective shell out of moon dust or regolith. People are also looking into how to apply augmented reality and virtual reality systems to optimize the interior of that environment, to reduce the effects of isolation on astronauts, and to maximize psychological well-being. You'll also be working in a team to explore geological features, areas of interest, and cave systems. And in the course of your work, in the course of exploring the surface, constructing infrastructure, and exploring geological features, you're going to have to look after each other. So what happens, Pegasus, when Eagle trips on a moon rock, falls into a crater, and breaks a leg? Well, you can't just pick them up and drag them because your spacesuit is too limiting. You can't move appropriately. You can't effect that kind of rescue. So this is a system developed by the European Space Agency to mobilize an incapacitated astronaut and put them on a mobile platform for transport. So, Pegasus, you're on this platform now, and Eagle is dragging you to the transfer vehicle, and you're going to be safe. Once you get back to the transfer vehicle and back up onto the Lunar Gateway, you'll use a system like this. This is the Tempest Pro, developed by the European Space Agency and Remote Diagnostic Technologies in the UK. It's a system that incorporates technologies like ultrasound to do an initial survey and to facilitate medical management planning in the emergency environment. But Pegasus, you've rescued Eagle. But in your haste to get back to the Lunar Gateway, some regolith has come in through the airlock and permeates the environment inside the gateway. And some of it's gotten into your eyes. As we saw, it's sharp. It's like shattered glass, and it's scratching the surface of your eyeballs. But you can't just wash it out. Water behaves in unpredictable ways in microgravity, and it's a precious resource. So you're going to have to use a closed-loop system like this to wash your eyes out. This is developed by NASA and ESA. And Eagle, what if you get a toothache? Well, Pegasus, you're going to have to manage it. Like I said, get to know each other well. NASA and ESA are also developing 3D printing technologies to print surgical tools, to print organs and bone. To solve medical problems on deep space exploration missions, but these things are still in development. So after 12 months, you will detach from the lunar gateway, you'll be in your Orion, and you'll take one last look at the barren, wild landscape of the moon as it recedes into the distance. You'll have a little bit of time to enjoy your last moments of microgravity in orbit around the Earth as you prepare for re-entry. And then Orion will detach from the space station and make its fiery way back down to Earth. You'll be traveling at over 20,000 kilometers an hour, and you'll be enveloped in a cocoon of blazing plasma that ranges from bright white to orange to purple to cherry red. And then boom, splashdown, you've made it home, you're safe. You'll be transferred back to the European Astronaut Center in Cologne, where the medical team will make sure that your recovery is a good one. For your first days and weeks back on Earth, it'll take a while for you to adjust to gravity. You'll feel pale, you'll feel weak, you'll feel unsteady, and you won't be able to function properly, but that won't matter to you. Because you, Team Pegasus and Eagle, have inspired millions. You've made discoveries that will shape the future of humanity, and you've encouraged and paved the way for the bravest among us to continue forging deeper and further into the solar system in the name of exploration and discovery. Now, get to work. You've got a moon to explore. Thanks.